Surface water runoff.
Gentlemen, need a motion to go, excuse me, go back, come out executive, go in regular.
I'll make that motion out of executive into regular session.
Second?
Nothing happened.
Second.
It's moved to second that we go, come out executive session into regular session. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. We have 11 o'clock public hearing for the extension of the Bayview Sanitary Sewer District. Mr. Griffin, I'll let you, and John, good morning.
This is the time and place of the public hearing on the issue of the extension of the Bayview Estate Sanitary Sewer District for the Ritter-Brinker annexation. We will have a representative from the engineering department explain this procedure to us. And after he has finished that, if there's anyone here from the public who would like to be heard, we'll give you an opportunity to come forward and state your position.
Morning, John.
Morning.
Everybody has a map in front of them?
I believe so. I came before you on April 1st, 2008 for permission to prepare and post notices for the expansion.
John, could you pull your speaker up a little? People in the back might have trouble hearing.
Came before you on April 1st, 2008 for permission to prepare and post notices for the expansion of Bayview Estate Sanitary Sewer District to include five parcels. Those parcels are in the environmentally sensitive developing area and are contiguous to the existing district. The proposals that we have seen on those properties are in accordance with our plan for the area. We presented a motion that the inclusion of the Brinker parcels would be contingent upon a receipt of a check for the expansion by the end of the week of April the 1st. That check was received, so we have included those parcels. There have been no comments received from the posting at this time, be it adverse or in support, nor have we received any requests to be included or excluded from the boundary. The expansion consists of 59 acres. Parcels will be responsible for system connection charges of $5,376 per EDU based on rates from July 1st, 2007 till June 30th, 2008.
You said there's proposals on these both these parcels?
Just for single family homes, no development.
Conceptual, or they've actually been filed? The application been filed, or do you know?
Do not know. There's nothing as far as development. We have a letter that the large parcel for Harriet Ritter, that it's just for a single-family home, and we did send her a letter stating that if it did develop beyond that, that they may be responsible for upgrades and...
Because in the past, before your time, Dale and I remember this, we used to get a proposal for an extension at the same time we would get an application would come through, so we would know what we're getting. Right now, there's just an old farmhouse there, and we're just.
And I believe that's the only thing that she's asking to connect is that.
But then, why are we taking in the whole all that acreage? It seems excessive. Again, if you're just hooking up one house, and that's where you see the county. We sometimes have a better feel of what's going on when we.
It's difficult to split parcels when doing an expansion. That's the main reason we brought the entire parcel in. And it eventually will come into that district anyway. We can still control it by either concept plan. We can control it by their P&Z approvals.
You guys can control it through whether there's enough EDUs on the
application.
And the main that would be connecting the existing dwellings there would not be sufficient to serve other properties on other units on the same property, I'm assuming?
Depending on the amount that would be developed on those parcels as to whether there would be improvements. That's why we said they may be responsible. At this point in time, part of this parcel originally was thought to go to Sea Country. Through our evaluations, there appears to be enough room for at least expansion in the Bayview Estates pump station to handle additional flow that we would allow.
So there's one dwelling on each of these parcels?
Yes. I think the one parcel is vacant, that small.
And we have the capacity for those two dwellings, but...
At this point in time,
yes.
But you don't have capacity. If they came in and developed at... Well, I guess it's zoned only two units to the acre. You don't have capacity for a fully developed two parcels going through the way you're doing it?
We believe that we do. That's what we allotted for at the pumps.
Okay, so you have capacity for a fully developed two parcels,
is your point? Correct. But if for some reason they would go for something beyond that and would be approved, then they may be responsible for upgrades.
You would as George stated, you would, and you stated that you would basically figure two units to the acre.
I believe that's what they're figured at, yes.
Right. If they're zoned that, whatever.
Their AR, yes.
For as far as putting the pipes in the ground and all that kind of stuff. Anything else that somebody, if they ask for that permission, would either have to upgrade or be denied?
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions, Tim?
Oh, it just seems like a lot of land to be annexed into a district with just two homes.
It's two homes on these two parcels, and then two homes on these
three
two
homes
on
these or four homes. Whatever.
It's one tax parcel. Is that right?
This is a parcel. This small one. Right. This is a parcel.
Okay.
This is a parcel. That's a parcel, and that's a parcel. There's five total.
Parcel tax pass.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Is there anyone here from the public who would like to be heard either for or against? If you would, when you come down front to the speaker stand, and before you tell us or make your statement, could you tell us your name and address so we can preserve that for the record?
Good morning.
Good morning. I've had a cold and I've got back problems, but other than that, I'll try to.
we'll get your chair. If
okay.
You want.
No. The sitting coming up and down is what's bad. Carolyn Brinker and my husband James and Mr. and Mrs. Ritter are sitting behind us.
Okay.
And I just wanted to say that when Bayview Estates put in the sewer, there were only three properties across the street that were directly across the street, and they put the pipe in our front yards. So we have the opportunity to hook up to sewer, and we have a failing septic, which, since we have the opportunity, we thought that we would, hook up to sewer. And my mom's house is on a separate parcel, and that way we would have that for her. And the Ritters, they're building a new house, which they have the opportunity as well to hook up to sewer instead of putting in a septic. So that's where we were coming from. That's all.
So you own two of the, between you and the Ritters, you own two pieces of the.
It's
three
parcels.
Three your mother, I guess.
Technically,
right?
Yes. There's parcel A, B, and C. And
now,
I think
that?
C
what part of that?
Breakers are A, B, and C. That's this parcel, the small one here, and this large parcel.
Okay. They're everything to the left-hand side, basically?
Yes. Michelle and Eric are the small parcel down here, and this is the
one here. Okay. Fantastic.
Thank
Any
you.
Questions?
So you're in favor of it, obviously.
Yes, we need it.
Dude, now you got to put a new tank in, right?
Yes.
You have any plans at this point to further develop your property?
Oh, no. It's our personal home.
Okay. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Anyone else? Mr. Ritter, is there anything you'd like to say? You don't have to.
You don't have to. If she said enough for you, it's cool. Thank you. Okay.
Would you like? Is there anyone else here who would like to be heard concerning this proposal?
Okay. You want to close it?
Let the record show that no one else asked to be recognized, so we'll close the public hearing.
Okay.
There's a resolution. I'll read the title of it. Resolution to extend the boundary of the Bayview Estates Sanitary Sewer District to include certain lots, pieces, or parcels of land situated along and east of County Road 395 in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, Delaware.
Motion, gentlemen.
Make a motion. We adopt the resolution.
Second.
Moved and seconded. We adopt the resolution as stated. Mr. Cole.
Yeah, in the future, I just would hope that the engineering department doesn't, again, absorb such large acreage to hook up just a small number of houses, and we try to service the people when they need it so that we can, again, see a proposed subdivision in the future and connectivity and all that stuff and see how it works. So, because, again, I think a lot of it's speculative and just excessive. So, but anyway, I'll vote yes, but in the future, just try not to absorb so much land for small problems, right? Well, I mean, I don't know if you need to. I think you can service people without having to service the entire parcel. I think you can make. We've had agreements in the past where we hook up individuals and for various reasons. So I think there's ways to do it other than to, you know, absorb such large parcels of ground, because these could sit vacant for many, many years, and other development around it could mess up the long range plans or whatever. So. I don't think it's good planning to do that. So that's just my personal input there.
Thank you, Mr. Cole. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
My vote is yes also. Motion passed. Thank you. Keep building the house. You're good to go. Thank you. Gentlemen, I'll take a
make
motion.
Motion recess to 1:30.
Second.
The move is seconded. We recess to 1:30. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you.